I think this is on. Hi. Luis, OJ. Why don't you take a seat right there behind the insurmountable amount of money and the weird Stan Lee memorabilia that they can't seem to stop making after his death. That's good. All right, cool. So, listen, man. It's been a while. Had a nice few years, actually. Made some banger classics already. You've made stars bright, even as small as Chris Hemsworth's ass. And I think that star is fading, buddy. We good on notes, right?
Yeah, starting Mr. Kevin Foggy's intervention right now.
Let's start the show.
As you can tell from the clearly little intro there and the title of this podcast episode, we are asking the tough questions and making the man pay the price. We gotta know. We need answers. What's happening? What's going on? And we are specifically talking about the MCU. It's our typical go-to topic. I mean, why not? It's the biggest thing that's happening since...
The only thing that's happening, exactly.
And, you know, like, after watching the failed project in the MCU consecutively, you kind of start to ask yourself some questions, right? So, like... So we're gonna do. We're gonna talk. Obviously, we're gonna have a little bit of like a spoiler talk for Thor. See what's gonna happen, you know, after Ms. Marvel with their new mutation shit. You know, there's mutants now apparently, and you know we're gonna kind of talk about what's going on with Marvel right now. Where are we heading? And not even where we're heading. I don't care. It's the fact that what you're doing is bad.
Okay,
and that's not your MO, because you know what. No matter what they do, I'm here. And I'll probably keep watching. But I'm starting to not want to.
Mm.
And that's on you. So.
You showrunner, you executive producer, why aren't your shows getting the exact feeling?
I've done some very low levels of research. And I've kind of come to some conclusions here. But, yeah. Let's very quickly talk about like Thor. A small spoiler talk. I think
that's the one that really broke the camel's back. Yeah, at least for me.
Exactly for you. I've been on this train since the ending of Endgame. I was more optimistic and more positive back then, but slowly you've seen me become who I am right now, who's I'm like just enraged. And you might call me a hater, you might call me a fake fan, whatever the fuck you want. But trust me, no one wants to like this content more than me. I am emotionally invested at this point. I grew up with these films. These are the films that made me want to get into, you know, like, film.
It broke generations to be enamored with these characters and have a new life or a new lease in life with said characters.
Bro, I've been a fan, and I am a fan. That's what hurts. That's why I say, if anyone wants to like what they're giving right now, it's me. But I'm not going to... The problem is, I'm no longer behind a shell. I'm no longer blinded. I can tell you when something is good and something is bad. And I can look back at projects that, you know, phase 1, 2, 3, that before I was like, oh, that was really good. And now I'm like, no, that was not good at all. I was here. I was blinded. Tenía la grilleta puesto. No, they're off. And that's what happened to you.
Yeah.
With Thor. Love and Thunder. Tell me, how was that experience? I want
to
know more.
To love, to thunder.
Not enough Thor.
Not enough Thor. Not enough Thor. Lots of love, somewhat of a thunder, and where is Thor? Listen, my problems really stem from that movie. I think even with Multiverse of Madness, I think I kind of had those rose-colored glasses still. Even though I knew that coming in, I had my doubts because of directors kind of like going in and going and like going in, going out. And then Scott, I think Dickerson, if I'm not mistaken, his name was the first director of the first Doctor Strange. When they put in Sam Raimi, I was like, oh, so they brought the Mad Lad back. The timing felt a little bit like, okay, so does it mean you still have time to kind of like settle in with the story, whether or not they'll adapt the other director's screenplay and all that. They obviously went with Sam's a little bit vision for him, so I was on board. But man, does Taika really miss there? I think most people just thought, no, Taika, he's a really great director. And believe me, he is. And he still is even after this movie. I think gatekeepers for I guess, the MCU, or I guess, two. Again, MCU Twitter and MCU fandom really has become toxic over the years. And to say now that Taika's like ass and shit like that, I just think that his story was not that good in this occasion. Pretty sure he does another thing outside of it, it's gonna be good.
That's the thing.
I can discern when they're directing a Marvel movie, when they're directing any other type of movie.
This is kind of like the opposite for some other directors that we know that are part of the MCU. Yes. Taika Waititi inside of the MCU does not work.
No, we've seen that.
However,
it worked on Ragnarok, which is quite frankly,
technically, you know, it works, but like it also doesn't at the same time.
Yeah, because you're comparing with other two movies.
That's the problem. People try to compare them with the other two movies, and I'm going to be honest, and I've had conversations. The first Thor movie is not that bad. Truth be told, still, it's the most powerful they've made Thor. And like in terms of like it feels, not necessarily because I know he's gotten stronger, but like it looks better, like in terms of like directing, editing, everything is not, it isn't bad.
Dutch angles.
What? But here's the thing. People say, oh, Dutch angles. I get it.
I know. But again, meaning, I'm always memorable with that movie because
yeah, so but many like Dutch the angles. Meaning behind Dutch angles are makes sense with this movie. Dutch angles are made to represent something that it does not fit in. Clearly, you're taking a god and putting him on Earth. Mm-hmm. Nothing makes sense. Not going to fit in.
Of course.
In this, like, Thor 1 is still a good movie. It's not the fucking best fucking film, not saying that. But from the three, I enjoy the first one. The second one, even though it's a bad movie, I can have fun watching that movie. I know it sounds weird. I'm not saying it's good a good movie. It's fucking ass. But even being ass, it's watchable.
You're going.
Oh, I'm going. I'm going.
That hasn't even probably been 10 minutes. Wow. Let me see. Let me check.
Check the timer.
8 minutes.
I'm going.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's out there, and I'm not ranking any of these movies.
You're not ranking.
I'm just telling you. Thor 1, I can watch no problem. Thor 2, I don't like it, but I could watch it. Thor Ragnarok, every time I watch it, I hate it more and more, so I stopped watching it. Thor Love and Thunder, once was enough.
You're not gonna see it once Disney Plus hits in.
Fuck that! I haven't seen anything.
Mono, okay, dying.
I haven't seen a single Phase 4 project since they came out on Disney Plus. Not one.
What's your analysis with how this phase is going? Now that we're they're saying throughout the content there is, I think there's 55 hours of content. I think they're going from phase 1 to phase 4 on this phase alone, there's a lot. And especially with the series tying up every single few months. Year two. We said, I think, at the beginning of the year, this is year two, where they can take the quirks from the first year of TVs. Do you see anything changed for better or worse?
From what we originally said?
Take the shows that happened last year. How do you think as of now? Because we still have She-Hulk, and we still have
there's some other projects.
What If? Because Secret Invasion isn't coming until next year.
Yeah.
So as it stands with Ms. Marvel ending, what do you see now in terms of story? In terms of
Here's the thing. I don't know. And I don't care where this is going. I never cared. Did you really care back in phase 1, 2, or 3 where everything was going?
No.
No. Because it wasn't evident. It was in the background.
They just showed off movies and I just thought, okay, cool, but I didn't really...
It was in the background. Sí, claro. Maybe some people caught on to it pretty early on. But it wasn't like the main focus. You see, now with this new, I don't know why it became such a trend and so popular, where like knowing is better than being surprised.
Power of the internet, I would assume.
No, but that's the thing, because the power of the internet, like, that's bullshit. People want to know what's happening. Why do you want to know? Why is it so important to know who's the next big baddie? Why do you want to know where this is heading? Why? Let them tell you. The problem is that even with the stories that they've laid out, it's not clear because their stories aren't good. They don't work as a singularity and they don't work in the grand scheme of things. It doesn't work. We're used to this because obviously after Infinity War and Endgame, you're like, oh shit, they were able to set up this. These are three phases and people are already... The phase four started and they're already trying... People are trying to figure out who's the next big bad. Is it Kang? Is it Dr. Doom? Is it Fulanito? Fulano? What's happening? Oh my God, time travel. No time travel. Now we have, you know, TVA. So now multiverse. We have all these... People are so excited to know what's happening next that they're not stopping to think what's happening right now. So every project... It doesn't matter because why? People don't care about the project. People care about what it sets up.
Yeah. Again, it's been 2 years. Well, year and a half because we're not even done with a year. And I would assume that the pacing of how they made these shows and these movies kind of coexist within each other, but not really because they're still their own singular.
But they're not.
No, I know. But they're not. They don't seem to be, because like, every single time they need to set up something. And I think that maybe they're setting up for, you know what?
They're not worried about telling a story.
They're just worried about what else can they
I know I said we were going to talk about the spoilers for Thor Ragnarok. I guess that'll come soon enough. But like, remember my issue that I've, to keep saying it, most people still don't understand. My main issue with the Spider-Man movies in the MCU was they were never about Spider-Man. They were always a stepping stone to the next project. Every single movie was never about him. Spider-Man was literally used to boost other projects. There's other movies that do the exact same thing, but it just bothered me that one of their most popular characters, they used him that way, used him so poorly. And I'm like, why? Right? And that's the problem with this phase four. It's that each project is nothing. It has no story. They don't care about the story. They care about setting up the future. And I'm like, why? They're thinking so much about the future. Worry about now.
They're very futuristic that even their own future seems bleak because every present construct that they need to set up is unregulated. It is dismissed because it needs to set up the future. And as you alluded to, I think them setting up whatever it is, and we'll find out next week when San Diego Comic-Con comes back. Whole H, Marvel's gonna be there. Big Bad is gonna be there. You're gonna be there, Kevin. What are we watching?
Yeah, and I'm gonna I'm gonna sit here and be like, I'm gonna see your whole lineup for Phase 5, which will probably change mid-fucking.
Yep. And that is where
mid Phase 4, Phase 5 will definitely
change. What I'm seeing is whether or not they believe that shows and movies can coexist. We're noticing a pattern of which shows are basically mini movies.
Yeah.
Very poorly broken into 48, 50 yeah. minute episodes. Because we just saw a show, similar premise.
Yeah.
With about an hour each. And tells a more compelling story in 8 episodes that we've been alluding to. Well, whether maybe they can just do 8. Have 2 more episodes fit in. We don't even know that for sure. Come She-Hulk. And the boys managed to do that. So, it's not impossible. And we need to read this even more. The boys isn't even doing the comic for 1-to-1. Comics is completely deviated from the show.
Yeah, it is.
And they managed to do it much better than what we're seeing in the MCU. And that is competition. And that should strive you to be better. To look that Amazon, Big Daddy Bezos, is funding but the great projects like this.
The thing is that here's the problem. Obviously, this is why people, at least like me, and it looks like you're slowly joining into that small group of people, uh-huh. is that you're like, no, I don't want to. It's
like, come like the Necrosword, no.
come stay right there. The problem is that it doesn't matter if it's good or bad. It'll make money. The name itself makes money, dude. You slap Marvel Studios in front of any project and people will eat it up.
Marvel Studios, the boys. Yo, let's go.
Everyone will eat it up, dude. It doesn't matter, dude. It is a fucking... It's such a fuck... It's a machine that just keeps
I can't wait to Kevin unironically say, now, guys, a character you don't only love... will be in the MCU, and it's fucking Squirrel Girl. Like, yo, what the fuck?
Everyone's gonna get excited about Squirrel Girl, but guess what? She's not gonna be the typical Squirrel Girl from the comic, you know? Whatever. At this point, it's like, it's not even anger about, like, how accurate they are to the comics, but now I can be, because you just said that this, according to you, this is the 616 universe.
Of the MCU.
Of the MCU, which now, like when it was Earth
19999.
I never know how many nines to put.
5.
Okay.
5 nines.
When it was that, I was like, okay, it's pretty cool, right? It's separate. But now you pull this shit and you're like, no. This is Earth 616. I'm like, okay, well now I can fucking nitpick you. Before I wasn't going to try.
But now, because you're doing your own thing.
And you're doing your own thing. That's fine. I'll accept. I might not enjoy it. But if your writing is solid, I'll go along with it. But now, your writing isn't solid as shit. Your fucking characters are... you're making them up however the fuck you want. Kevin, have you even read a fucking comic? I swear to God, you call yourself a fan, but you really seem to be missing some very key important things. Given the fact that you're the one who clearly writes and directs all of these movies, because who the fuck puts the director of Cloverfield Paradox to direct the next Captain America film, dude? Everyone knows he's not directing this. You are.
I feel like you had a very strong...
yeah.
All right, man?
No, because Here's the thing. It's like, you call yourself such a fan. Right now, the only people who are like, who've done a solid job, who are directors who you can clearly tell Kevin Feige doesn't fuck with... James Gunn. The Russo brothers. Taika Waititi, which is the only one you should have fucking stopped. And I think that's it. Maybe there's some others that I'm missing, but think about it. Not a lot of them.
We'll have to see Ryan Coogler with Black Panther, but
you can say that. But then, because look, the director of Ant-Man, I already forgot his name. I knew his name earlier today because I was thinking about him when we were going to record this.
But you forgot the first one.
And I already forgot the director's name. whenever you see an odd name, whenever Marvel announces a director, I encourage anyone to look up his previous work. If you see he's done some very memorable shit, you know that the movie is directed by Chloe Zhao, is the other director who got her freedom.
Yep, yep, yes.
You know, like, these are the directors who I know for a fact Kevin Feige didn't go, we're going to change a couple of... Yeah, maybe they maybe they helped with the process and they told her, like, and I say told them about, like, maybe we're going to change this, maybe we need this to tie up with this. And cool, their work. But when you have directors, like the freaking director of Cloverfield Paradox, or the director of who, or the director who ended up directing Ant-Man, the first one, still, I know his name. I talked about him in school as well before graduating. God.
Very memorable director.
Very memorable director. You know, like, these are the types of, like, directors who you can tell they're not directing. They're a name. They're a mask. So that people know that Kevin Feige will think that Kevin Feige isn't the one pulling the strings.
And that executive...
Let me put it this way. Right. Vought?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
For all of my boys, you know, fans and watchers, Vought is Disney. Homelander is Kevin Feige. And The Seven is the MCU.
Yeah.
That's how that works. I am, and this is, you might hear me say all of this shit and you're like, okay, why do you keep watching? Because that's the problem. I don't have a sliver of hope that one movie will be good. I mean, technically I do, but I keep watching because I am a fan, and I'm a fan that's angry because I didn't go to see Thor going like, I'm gonna hate this fucking film. Why would I pay for it?
No,
I went to it because I saw a trailer and it looked interesting. And even if it didn't look interesting, I'll go like, you know what? I want to see. Maybe they'll surprise me. Yeah, that's called fucking hope. Might as well just turn into Hawkeye. Don't give me hope, you know? Like, screw it.
I think even with you even saying, even if you were to hate it, you're also not going to objectively try to look for, like, the good things, which is very subjective.
That's the thing. I don't go, because, and that's a problem that a lot of
even with our subjective opinions as to why don't we think this face isn't working, dude, for others,
I would do that at first. That's the thing. Even when because I'm not saying I started hating the MCU, no, but like before, again, with the projects that I look back now, projects that I would be like, oh my god, it was so good. I think about them now, and I'm like, no, there's only one memorable thing. Thor: Love and Thunder. Start talking about that now. Has little things that I enjoyed, but I'm not choosing to let that carry the movie because they're not enough.
No,
that's settling.
There's too many like odd things happening that you're gonna remember that one thing, and you don't even know when it happened. Dude, because everyone, it just happened so sporadic.
Everyone does it right now. I'm gonna ask you, and I want you to be very honest. What is the one thing you remember the most? The thing you loved so much from Spider-Man Far From Home?
I mean, is it obvious? Just...
I want you to say it.
When Aunt May dies. No, no.
No, Far From Home. Not No
oh,
Way
Far
Home.
From Home? Oh,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Far From Home.
Far From Home. The train scene.
The train scene? Which one's that? The train scene?
Train scene is the... I'm sorry. The Mysterio...
that leads to the...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I get you.
A lot of the train scenes, they were sort of in a train. So that scene... that fight scene in Venice or wherever the fuck he was at. And then the one in London, which are basically the same arc because it usually comes with Mysterio pulling up a weird, like, holographic thing.
What does everyone on Twitter talk about whenever they say, I can't believe people say Far From Home and it's a bad movie? They always pull out what clip? The first one you mentioned. The Mysterio scene that leads to Peter getting hit by a train.
And also the last scene, which is at London, because he pulled a scheme and he's using the spider sense to get to him. Remember that he kind of closes his eyes or whatever, and he just, like, goes through that... That happens, like, in the third act.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, that's essentially Far From Home in a nutshell for
me? No one talks about the story because the story is ass. But you have to pull out one scene that you chose to save the whole movie
for you. And even this story is just tying up the meme of like, so you see Spider-Man, Iron Man, once, and then you kind of know, okay, so this ties up to Iron Man.
Exactly. Again. Far From Home is just an epilogue for fucking Endgame, dude. It's Tony's death and they carry it along. Don't let anyone tell you different. But no, honestly, that's the problem. People choose these little good things about a movie and they bring it up. It's like this one thing. No, what about this Mysterio scene? Like, but what, do you remember anything? The fuck up, dude. Mysterio scene. That's what they do with Thor: Love and Thunder. They did the same thing. I didn't even have to step into a theater, and I already saw the fucking notification on Twitter. It's like the guy who went with the whole, you know, you saw it too. Like I think I have it. I'm actually look it up real quick.
Okay.
It's just so fucking hilarious. I hope I can find it. I really do.
I think half the time that I was watching Thor, I was trying to see if oh man, who's this SNL actress? I keep forgetting her name. Anyways, for those SNL heads probably watching, she was in Ghostbusters 2016. I keep forgetting her name. I'm not going to look it up. But yeah, that one that does everything, I thought she was going to pull up because...
Which one? I'm sorry.
The point I was trying to make is that Thor Love and Thunder felt like a two-hour-long SNL skit.
Oh, I got you. There we go.
And I thought Chris Hemsworth was doing the Thor thing because every single time you have every time you have like
a Marvel actor in
SNL,
they do their own thing.
And for some reason, dije, yo, Chris Hemsworth's in this episode. Natalie Portman, oh my, and she's Thor. And I don't know why, for the life of me, I thought this is an SNL skit. And then you have Christian Bale
being that one guest who just took the assignment way too serious.
So you see, it's like, and then Chris is like, it's still a kids movie. And then he
goes like,
or whatever, and he's just taking it like, dude, here, and Chris is just like, I'm gonna make some mediocre jokes.
You know, he's like, oh, man.
You want to see a goat scream? And then the goat screaming.
Bro. So I couldn't find the tweet. But it was essentially like, it was essentially like criticizing movie critics. They're going like, oh, you don't have to take this so literal. It's a comedy. So just shut down your brain and have fun. I'm like,
that's what super people say when super people want to admit that the movie is bad.
That's like saying, oh, but it's a kids movie. I'm like, so?
Dude, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is a kids movie. And?
No. But that's a good one. You know when there's a shitty kids movie and someone says it's not that good? Oh, but it's a kids movie. Bro. Want me to name how many good kids movies there are? That just because a movie's for kids does not excuse it from being a shitty movie. Same thing with Marvel. Just because it's going to be a comedy doesn't mean it has to be a shitty comedy. Bro, this is the comedy. It's a comedy movie that isn't funny.
It cracks up it cracks so many times that I'm like, oh, that's supposed to be the punchline, and then you never understand the punchline
because their joke is saying the punchline.
And then Thor has this weird line deliveries that it's like, and I'm setting up a punchline, like, dude, just talk like how you normally, like, it's fine. Yeah. I think maybe my expectations were, and maybe that was my
oh, you went in with expectations,
that was it, but I forgot Taika isn't tying to Ragnarok. Taika is tying from Endgame Thor, big ass bulgy beer-headed Thor, and that is when I thought, right, because they've set Thor even on Endgame as the literal punching bag for his depression. And it isn't until in this movie where it's like, oh yeah, so you know, you got Bob, you got his shit together, you're still trying to figure out who he is. And I'm like, oh, so they're just going to like elaborate on like, I guess, like his journey through.
Yeah, it's gonna be. I thought it was gonna be a story about self acceptance. Like, it's not. He gets ripped and he's good to go. I feel like he had no growth, because a lot of people hate what they did with him in Endgame. I have a friend who thinks the exact same thing, and I'm like, I feel like it's good because they don't make Thor the joke. I'm gonna correct myself. No, actually, no, that's exactly what I mean. Thor isn't the joke. Thor is a literal fucking desperate, depressed god who just wants to do one good thing because he no longer feels worthy. And everyone is picking at him. He doesn't laugh at any of the jokes. He literally just, like, he lets it, he deflects, or he, you know, you can tell he's not okay. He's literally there, like, that one scene, como que, let me, you know, let me use, like,
The gauntlet.
That's what I thought. That one scene. When I saw that, I remember,
it's like, no, it's fine, Thor, it's fine.
I remember when I saw the movie, and some people kind of laughed at that, and I was like, why is that funny? He's so desperate.
There's a lot of self-deprecating jokes that even in this movie, that
yeah,
I'm
but
like,
he's not the one.
Especially you told me, bro.
Which?
When obviously Jane Foster comes in and says you have cancer, and then you said in your theater they cheered because it was Natalie Portman. Because you know when she is on screen, they mention the cancer.
Yeah.
Then you were saying, oh yeah, so it was like a weird thing when she was introduced and they started cheering when they found out that the character had cancer.
No, I know that was not in my theater. I don't know where you. I don't know who told you that. No, who's fucked
up? Was that
up?
On me?
Was that on you?
I thought it was on you.
No, dude, my theater was so quiet. My theater was super chill. Just a little group of kids in the background.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. Yeah, it was.
No,
I thought it was
fucked up. No, they don't do that. You don't do
especially,
that.
Especially when Cat comes. Cat? No.
Cat
comes in. I think I heard some witch was like, "Oh my god, Cat!" I'm like, this is still serious, my guy. We don't have to cheer on it.
You know.
Again, here's my thought. I was like, yo, is this a fucking SNL skit? Because every single time there's like a famous
someone
person,
comes in.
Woo! Like, yo, here it is. Yeah. And I'm like,
yo, look.
She has cancer, guys.
Bro, okay, I'm gonna start dropping things that did not make sense to me at all. Obviously, like, Thor's personality feels completely off.
It is.
People say that it was an Endgame. I disagree. Endgame was really good. Like, it was a good arc towards what was happening. I thought this movie was going to, like, maybe explore that a little bit more. Completely.
Again, I thought
didn't.
It was self-discovery. The trailer even said, like, sort of alluded to just, like, oh, so he's meditating. There's probably going to have a scene where he's, like, thinking of, like, every past stuff happening and, like, kind of, like, go through it.
Yeah, I would have loved to see that. That doesn't happen. Look, I'm going to start, like, just dropping everything that just does not make sense. I don't know why Thor with the Guardians was so, like, quick about it. I feel like we could have had a little bit more. Once we go to New Asgard, I'm going to be honest, I actually enjoyed them having the theater. Like, you know, them still having theater.
Matt Damon shit.
I'm going to be very honest with you. I actually enjoyed that shit because that's one of the things that I enjoyed about Thor Ragnarok. I just found it... I found it really funny that their actual, like, parody of themselves is funnier than their actual movie. It's fucking great. Loved that.
That was cool.
It was just funny. It was like, huh. It's like...
Yo me quedé. Also, this is what. So this is the Taika Matt Damon universe where
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. That I saw that and I was like, that's pretty funny. Yeah. But
because that happened in Ragnarok, doing Thor: The Dark World, and this one is Ragnarok.
Yeah,
it's pretty
fun. Like Thor lost, and I love it in Ragnarok. Thor lost the Warriors. How many? The Warriors 3 and Lady Sif.
Yeah.
He lost. All three of his best friends.
See.
No one talks about it. Not even him. But they make it part of this movie. Like, oh yeah, it was funny. It's like, that guy, whoever that guy was. I'm like, you're really not. That's so mean. You're like completely deteriorating. Whatever. Korg narrating. I was like, I guess. I don't know why that's there. I guess Taika just wanted a bigger fucking paycheck. We get to New Asgard. The whole like, theater thing, actually, that I was like, I laughed because I found it ironic that that was funnier than the actual comedy movie. Why the fuck do you have an ice cream parlor called Infinity Cones? What? Who in the fucking right mind said, you know that thing that made everyone depressed for 5 years? I bet I can sell that shit for 50 cents a fucking pop, bruh.
$50,
my bad. It's New Asgard. It's a tourist attraction. $5 a small
cup. In this economy?
In this, $5 a small cup, 15 the fucking medium, and I'm going to rank that
and
shit.
And then
up
the
to,
gauntlet.
The gauntlet. No. You get the large, which is a 20, and then for $45, you get the gauntlet. But? If you pay 60, you'll get all the stones in it.
Oh, that's a good
They're
deal.
Just M&Ms, but don't tell anyone. Oh, God. Infinity cones. So I think someone laughed at that. And I'm like,
everyone laughed.
Why
at
is it?
No, everyone.
In your theater, everyone laughed.
I got this third because, again, I'm thinking
you forget that this shit it made.
I'm thinking in universe, like, yo, we actually like applauding a fucking. What?
Thank you. Oh, I love it. That's the thing. I'm like, because I'm thinking in universe, I'm like, bro, did. Like, I was getting a little tired of me seeing every, like, a dusted scene in every fucking, you know, project after Endgame. But, like, bro, you took it to a whole new fucking level. What do you mean? You're selling. And you have the gauntlet right there? Like, bro, if Wanda goes there, trauma just gonna fucking blow up her head.
Lo que falta es que una de las tiendas sean Dustin Donuts because of the dust.
Oh, my God. No, that's just one of the toppings in the ice cream parlor. Would you like some sprinkled dust? That's how they serve it, too. They just go. How are we funnier than this? Oh, God.
We need to stoop to their level.
Yeah, it's just so. I couldn't stand that.
What else?
What else got me? The fucking goats. I was like, okay, we got them very early on in the movie. I honestly didn't. I saw them screaming at the beginning, and I literally went. Oh, that's cool, right? We got screaming goats. But then they were screaming the whole time. Bro, it took me no less than 5 seconds to look at my girlfriend. And she's going, I have a headache. I'm like, I hate them too. They didn't last long. Did not.
They overstayed their welcome like
they
way
really
too much.
They really did. Then we have fucking...
On the entire movie, and you would think it would just stop at just that specific funny haha moment.
Dude, what else did we get? Things I'm gonna like jump here real quick. Things that I did enjoy. I enjoyed seeing the backstory of Thor and Jane's love throughout the MCU. I was like, I that was cool. That was really, really good. Like, where was that for the rest of the movie? I don't fucking know. Because Jane, apparently they shot a scene about Jane actually turning into, like, I'm like, where the fuck was that?
They left it like so like it was getting worthy for her. Yeah. I thought, oh, so are we gonna...
Yeah, I would have loved to have seen that.
And then they just cut it out.
Jumping to the fucking beginning of the story, which I totally forgot. Fucking Gore. He has this amazing, like, start. Like, you know, he's there. His daughter dies. He's really fucking sad. He meets his god. And then, like, my guy goes from, you're everything. But where's there's nothing here? I'm gonna fucking kill everyone.
I will literally kill
there's
everyone.
No time for him to dude, that decision was made like that. That shit was faster than Thanos' snap, dude. He literally went from like, but bro, I you know, I'm one of your last disciples to bitch gotta go.
Oh god, once die. You're like, oh no. And then he dies.
And I'm like, okay. And then we don't see Gore, like, become the Butcher. We just see a bunch of prompts on screen of dead gods. And then we see the one god that Thor knew, which was the sweetest thing, which is that thing stolen from the comic books that didn't get compensation for, you know, because, you know, fuck artists, I guess.
Fuck VFX artists.
Then here is, I'm going to, you know, that's pretty much. Then we go back to New Asgard with Thor. Actually, Thor be going to New Asgard, right? And, him seeing, like, oh, the destruction, you know, because Gore attacked. And then he's there, he's fighting, and then he sees Mjolnir. He's hearing it, he's, like, trying to call it. And then when he sees someone else, I don't know where this comes from Thor. He decides to one-up him. And you essentially take one of the best suits you've given Thor. And you give me this shitty-ass...
helmet?
Everything. The suit and the helmet. I hate that suit. I fucking dis... It's... Like, I get... I got Ragnarok being fun because we're in space and colorful, right? James Gunn, thank you for giving me colorful space. Thor is still a god. Why do you forget that? You know? I don't think he would go, you know what fucking... You know what would look cool? Some metallic gold and blue. Just vibrant. The suit he had before that looked amazing. It had fur in the cape. It looked Viking-esque. This shit just looked like he went to Cyberpunk and bought the first suit he saw.
And the most colorful one.
He just... No, papi. Él lo compró blanco y negro y compró una latita esta de spray. Metal.
Metal.
Yeah. The fucking... I hate it. Also, since when... since when is it like nanotechy?
Remember, Iron Man is everywhere, even in death.
Threw me off, and then Natalie does the same thing. Like her mask just like that's not how that fucking works. It just didn't make any sense. And then you know, Mjolnir looks kind of cool, like breaking apart and whatnot.
That's nice.
Actually. You can clearly tell, and they actually set it up like when he talks to Mjolnir, like he tells like no matter what you do, you protect her, and the, you know it creates a new spell. I hate how they don't touch upon that. Technically speaking, and this is from the comics actually, when Odin dies, which was really funny in the scene, I know.
It was.
When Odin dies, Thor has the Odin force in a way, and he is now able to actually do these types. The same thing that his father did, he can now do it. So him being able to tell Mjolnir to protect her made sense, and they don't touch upon that. You show it to me and you do nothing with it. I'm like, well, that's fucking great. But anyways, that happens. What else don't I like? I don't know. There's a lot of things I don't like about this movie.
Gore being literally the secondary character.
Gore doesn't do anything in this movie. He just shows up, goes, ha ha ha, Mifui. He's like, ha ha, children.
Setting up a plot to get to me. Because literally there's no other... Yeah. There's no other place they could do.
What else? Right? What else happens that I don't enjoy in this
movie? I think the tone is completely like
there is no tone. We discussed this in our movie review.
Yeah, but it's just like once up there, which is Christian Bale being, I got your kids, Thor.
I will say this though.
Yo, you want to see some funny memes? And you're like, what does that mean? What does that mean? And then I'm sorry. I thought of something better. You'll never catch me. And then Thor plays Welcome to the Jungle.
There you go. True. He goes, Hold up.
Royalty movie. Royalty music.
When we go to Omnipotent City, I'm like, it's weird. Omnipotent City, I'm like, okay, so there's a hangout for the gods.
For the gods.
It just kind of seems like they go there for council. It does not look like a place where they hang out at all.
No. I mean, it is technically council, I guess. Sort of.
It's weird. Yeah, they don't explain it either. That's the thing. They just threw shit here.
Because even when Sue's like, yo, Sue, let's go. Yeah, the council. And he's just like, so this year's orgy, we were thinking of getting some medieval vibes. Y Thor, como que?
Let's go. I love how Thor... it just feels like unused characters. But again, I know Zeus doesn't die. But it was really funny to see him go, like, getting really pissed. I did enjoy that. Like, when he catches the Thunderbolt and kills Zeus, that's pretty cool. That whole scene, though, it was like, we need to raise an army, blah, blah, nothing. Okay, nobody helps. Okay, bye. Why were we there then?
For the thunder.
Thunder! We were there for nothing. It's those things where you're like, okay, you're giving me this for
because nothing. You needed a reason why you need Zeus, why you need Russell Crowe to be there.
I guess. And then what else didn't we see? There's so many things that got cut from the movie.
Yeah. Oh. We see Heimdall's son.
Bro. Heimdall fucked the... What? That kid came out of nowhere.
I know he had a kid, but it's never... told that this man had a kid.
Never.
At all.
No.
Never mind that he was either dusted or... No, they... Not
that
at
was
all.
Never mentioned.
Never mentioned.
It's really funny because you would think it's something he would tell Thor when he's dying.
Like, listen. Like,
protect my kid.
Protect my kid? No.
Also, Bobby...
He is aware that he's a lot... That he's... Uh-huh.
Bro.
But not... That's it.
It's so funny. And that's the thing.
Thor, you come to help me. And you kind of see it. Like, I literally could put a picture right now and it looks exactly what it would look like. Same thing.
And Thor gets there, whatever. He has discussed with the kids. I hate the suit so much. Every time I see the suit in my head, I hate it. It's so bad. You had the perfect suit and you replaced it.
It's your fight and flight thing. It's like...
It's literally, I think about it at night. I wake up, I'm like, shit. It's so bright. The colors are
bright.
God. There's not a lot of explanation with, like, also Natalie Portman being there. She's just kind of there, which is, you know, faulty from everything else. Her cancer isn't really explained. Well, they kind of do because her mom died of cancer. So you're like, okay, is it hereditary? But, like, stage 4 already? Like, what caused it? Nothing. It's just like she just woke up one day. Cancer.
So
I don't want to make a joke more about cancer.
Nah,
it's just.
No, but I'll see it being.
It comes out of nowhere.
It comes out very quick.
Todo está como que. So we have to perfectly lay it out so that when we touch this domino, everything falls together. But you never understand what fell. Saw the dominoes falling and you never saw where it originated or where it ended. It's just one domino. It's like a loop that never ends. It's like a buffering screen. That's what this movie is. And yeah. One thing I really enjoyed was honestly, and still, I think about it, I'm like, did I have fun? No. But I did at first when Thor grants the kids power, I'm like, cool, finally, something he's actually capable of doing. Give powers to other people.
And that, I mean, again, I think the most fun things are the things that happen organically. And that felt like a very organic and very fun thing.
He's like,
That is the one thing that I say I like. That this movie, feel like this movie can be funny, but it didn't have to be this excruciatingly painfully funny. Why is the one cool thing happening when there's kids around?
Bro, okay.
And even when that scene is supposed to emblematically feel like, hell yeah, every Asgardian is powerful. I'm like, yeah, but bro, like, why look, is it like the back half is not that good?
I'll be honest. When I know that Thor made, it's just, here's the thing, and I'm, when Thor went back to Asgard, right? And I'm not sure. I'm going to be honest. It's
King Valkyrie.
King Valkyrie, right? Right. Nothing against it. I just honestly thought it was Queen until someone corrected me. No, it's King. I'm like, it's
King Valkyrie.
So when King Valkyrie's there, I'm like, I didn't want to see it, but it felt like that was going to happen, where Thor would reclaim the throne yet again, because you can kind of tell, like, every it's a bit of a mess. Valkyrie's having a bit of an issue, like, controlling everyone, and Thor just comes being Thor. Like, as he yells Asgard, and everyone, like, parts ways and keeps quiet. And then when he does it with the kids, you know, when he's, like, telling them, giving them this great, like, war speech to children, tells them, you're Asgardians. And it's funny how, too, I'm like, I'm not Asgardian. I'm like, well, you are now.
Well, you are now. Our host is power. And then, for a limited time moment.
That was the only thing. I was like, you know what's pretty funny? Like,
that was nice.
For whom? Because, again, it's for the kids were there. Like, yeah, so whoever hold these weapons, you know, like.
For a limited time only.
Well, possess the power of Thor. And then he slams fucking. I'm like, this is good. And I thought, like, Thor would rule again. Which, if you think about it, would have made sense with the whole, like, coming of age story of him being a depressed god, not knowing what to do, to then maybe reclaiming the throne. I'm not saying I don't want to see King Valkyrie be King Valkyrie. Hmm. It's just that they kind of felt like that's what they were going. It didn't. And it's almost like they took everything that's so cool about Thor in the comics and said, nah, we don't need that. He's going to be a solo dad.
A solo dad who is a god to the gods that they worship. Remember that the whole concept of this other gods aren't giving a shit. Which is
that he's a god that gives a shit. I don't know. I feel like it would have been nice to see Thor still rule. with this new knowledge of him being more at peace, having someone to lose, which is his niece, daughter,
Who's actually Chris Hemsworth's daughter.
And you actually have King Valkyrie confessing to Korg how she's like, yeah, she enjoys ruling, but she misses being out there. She misses the action. I'm like, you're setting something up here, and you're just choosing not to do it. You get me? Like, you're just... No. You're está dejando Thor así como que... Let's see what happens. I don't know.
It's right there.
He's right there. Does anyone want this? Because I don't know what else to do with him. You know, I already had my ha-has that didn't make anyone go ha-ha, but... Goats!
So, I think with this... todo resumiendo en cuenta... going back to, I guess, like, this episode in its entirety... do you think sequels can lose its effect, considering that Thor is the only character with more than four?
No, he has four movies. Yeah.
Sorry, more than three.
So here's the thing: they obviously set up with the credit. My bad. The two post credit scenes, which, by the way, the second one wasn't like.
The second one is just.
I mean, like, we didn't need to see that. It was obvious because she, you know, became a little dust. I'm like, she obviously went to Valhalla, but cool, we get to see Valhalla.
Again, show, don't tell.
Exactly.
No. I thought you asked that.
No, but here's the thing. There's a power in not showing. Script writing is interesting. You know, if you already established that type of dust tells you to Valhalla, I don't need you to confirm it because you already did.
I'm pretty sure whenever the script goes online, I'm going to look for that scene. Obviously, in Bella, they said like a sparkling thing signifying.
No, they don't say it like that. But you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no one else. Who the fuck has died in Gwent? Anyways.
Not people in Infinity War, because they got dusted. That means bad. That's the bad. That's the bad sparkle.
But we can capitalize on this with them Infinity Cones, bro. It's the first end credit scene, which is Zeus. I knew he was talking to Hercules. I was excited to see him. I actually thought... I remember when they mentioned Hercules was going to be in Thor Love and Thunder. I was like, yo, we're going to finally, because Hercules and Thor have been like clashed. They've clashed a lot in the comics. And I was like, yo, this is going to be amazing because, you know, it's fucking Hercules and, you know, it's fucking Thor. And he's just in an end credit scene to hype up, I guess, another movie.
Another movie.
And then they put the Thor Will Return, which Taika wasn't expecting, and neither was Chris. I'm like, then why are you making a movie? I mean, technically, cool. Make a movie, not expecting another one, but, you know, you made a really shitty movie. I don't know. It's just kind of weird. So they led to that. I don't know. If they make another Thor movie, I don't want Taika to do it. But I know they will give it to him.
Do you think it's better for him just to direct?
No. Not even directing. No. Don't let him touch another MCU project ever again.
Okay. Because sometimes it can be just like, the director's not that good at a screenplay.
No.
Just direct.
No.
Okay.
No. Don't let him write nor direct anything for MCU ever again. I swear to God, just please don't.
Just make him Thor. Just ruin Star Wars, I guess.
Exactly.
Already ruined by this point.
No, but like Thor, again, Thor is not. I don't know, man. It just doesn't work. They completely said, fuck everything we know. I'm going to do something, whatever the fuck. It feels like he said, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want, but not for the benefits of anyone. Just, he went to set and he said, ha, 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 ha. Give me my check, Kevin. Thank you.
I made the budget in three days. Another one.
Another one, please.
Another.
But you know, like,
glass.
Because the least character you would think to make comedy movies of would be fucking Thor.
But even when you thought, okay, I think if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I think Taika and Kevin really thought if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
But that's the thing. He was broken in Endgame emotionally, and they didn't choose to fix him. They said, throw up on a little Band-Aid, which is just duct tape, and you're going to never exist again. Here, give me haha bimbo, Thor. It's so stupid.
It does feel like a himbo sometimes.
He's
a smart god, but he can be a dumbass.
That's the thing.
And I don't know why.
I hate it. He wasn't like...
No, yo sé.
He's such a...
Again, he became a himbo in Ragnarok.
Yeah, but here's the thing. He did, Which, the reason I liked, and here's the reason I like Ragnarok is because of what it sets up for him in Infinity War. But Ragnarok is still not that good of a movie because of that same thing.
I know it's very stupid, but I actually, someone said in the, in on Twitter that I actually agree. You know that Thor loses an eye? Would have loved to him just actually lose it, still have that lost eye.
Yeah.
I know it's stupid, but I don't know. It just make it would have made him even better.
What do you mean? Why.
He looked pretty badass not having a fucking
eye. Oh, no, I know. He having the eye patch? Yeah, that looked fucking amazing. But, you know, you can't have that.
We can't have that.
We can't have nice things.
You can't have it marketable.
No.
Although Nick Fury, though, you could.
I'm not going to say anything.
So I think we can try and close this and not hope, but I guess...
We're not done.
Have a retrospective as how a year and a half on this.
It's just
leading up to Hall H next week. We'll be having that big of a coverage.
Here's the problem, and I'm gonna be honest.
Sure, please. You've been honest with me.
Yeah, I'm being honest with the public, which I also have been honest. I just like, you know, saying that. If someone says that your movie, that the movie that you were somehow wanting to adore. If someone says, hey, it's not that good, we don't. You're making it worse by becoming this agent of Marvel. Who, you're like, why do you have to be riding Marvel's dick so hard? Like, just because these movies are, like, made for entertainment doesn't mean that they have to be shitty for the sake of entertainment. You can be entertaining and have a good story. You can be entertaining and lead up to something. But the biggest problem is the fact that I say, oh, I didn't like the movie. So you feel attacked and go like, no, it was a perfect movie. I mean, if you liked it, that's fine. I'm just saying I didn't like it and it was bad because of this to me. Right? And then everyone is fast to go, these critics don't know what they're talking about. And I'm like, did you like the movie? Yeah. Did you say nice things about it? Yeah. You're a critic. Being a critic doesn't mean being negative. Being critic is being open to what the movie has to offer and letting it literally write itself. No one goes into a movie to attack a movie. No one. So just be open. Like, and don't be afraid to like... not like certain things. It's perfectly fine. You don't have to enjoy everything Marvel gives out there, dude. Just calm down.
Y'all really think that Ant-Man and the Wasp is really that good?
It's not.
You really think that Captain Marvel is a pretty nice movie?
To some people it is, to some it isn't. Here's the thing, it's fine. It's funny how, that's another thing, as a collective, every MCU stan will tell you, oh, but Thor Dark World, no, that was a bad movie. It's like everyone programmed themselves. They went to a meeting. So we need to like defend ourselves when they say we love every movie. What movie are we putting out? Dark World. You don't get to say no. I already said it for you. It's Thor the Dark World. What about Ant-Man and the Thor the Dark World. Get him the fuck out of here. Ant-Man and the fucking Wasp. One movie. We're hating one movie and everyone will say the same thing. It's a cult essentially at this point.
Oh my God. What a shock.
What a shocker. What a shocker. But no, very quick because we've already been an hour here. Mutants have been introduced. We'll see how they do that. But it doesn't seem like they're introduced in the right way. You could have said just in humans. It would have
made sense. So I had a conversation with my lovely friends on our Discord server yesterday. And I looked that up because Inhumans is a very funny concept because it's like the boogeyman for Kevin. It's like saying Inhumans. He'll like have a literal like sweat fever dream. Yep. And I was reading up on it and they could introduce it in a perfect world that again can play around their own creative liberties because, and I'll still say it, even though I don't like Thor the Dark World, I can still understand they're doing their own thing. Because eventually the MCU is its own world.
Yeah.
Aside from 616, aside from any other Marvel related medium. It is its own little world, can do what the fuck it wants. That's why I feel that Iron Man has to be emblematic because technically he was the first fucking thing that we saw back in 08. People may still think like, oh God, motherfucking Iron Man once again backtrack. sadly, he's literally the first thing superhero is there. That's it. So with things happening forward, how do you introduce something that was there, but not really? How do you say Kamala is a mutant? However, can you say she's a first human? Not really. Because then you would say, wait a minute. So this just started here in 2023, 24 in this universe?
I don't even know. I lost track of that shit.
So that is where, if they were to say it, because again, the concept, I think, with Celestials being introduced in Eternals and having higher beings, including in Thor: Love and Thunder, with the entities of gods, with Zeus's line being like, you know, we were worshipped, but now superheroes are the ones that are saving, right? Because now the praise is going to superheroes, not them. Whole different entities. Inhumans are, valga la redundancia, a mutual genetic mutation.
Yeah.
It mutates.
I always decided to see it more like Inhumans were a mutation caused like alien DNA that was only triggered with Terrigen
Mist. No, that's the thing.
Right, it is, right?
It is.
Did I get it right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So when
I was like, did I make that
when up? The Kree invasion happened?
Right. There you go. You see, I'm not fucking crazy.
No, you're not wrong. The Kree invasion happened. They were going to like get into experimentation with the Terrigen Mist. The Terrigen Mist is the embodiment of that awakening. With mutants, it's really selective.
Yeah. It's a normal human mutation.
It's you know, mommy, daddy like each other. They make a baby. That happens. It may not be the exact same thing because mutation happens sporadically. One can have ice and fire. Motherfucker can be rock. Motherfucker can fly. It doesn't matter. With Inhumans being above a thing above it, because mutation happens with mutants happen through puberty. They awake. They awaken their powers. With Inhumans, they were a select group of people.
Yeah.
They basically made it a cult, and they basically there's a word for it, but they specifically breed specific entities to create the Inhumans. That's why they're more smarter. They're more advanced than any human ever. So that is where it's gonna be tricky for you, Kevin. If you're going to stop your hate, I think you've gone through therapy and you can say the I word. Inhumans. Say it with me. Inhumans. You can say it. It's fine. That is where that explanation has to... Listen, man. At this point, you can come up with something. You can retcon the fuck out of the Inhumans whatever the fuck you want to do. And just call it an eye. Call it like, oh, she just had a Terrigen Mist stuff. And yeah, the Bengal activity. I don't know. I don't know. Because I'm not a screenwriter. I don't write shit like this. We can critique it and we can like complain all about it.
I mean, I can write it.
Fine.
I'm just saying. I know you say like I'm not a screenwriter. Dude, anyone can write a story.
Okay.
Anyone can literally write this better.
No, but I'm not getting paid. You're getting paid. You're getting your old money stuff. So that is where you, since you own now the rights of every mutant ever alive,
It's just fun. It's just funny. Come on, dude. It's hilarious how you have the rights to say... Do you have the rights to the X-Men now, to the mutants? And the first thing you do is call an Inhuman a mutant.
No. She was also mischaracterized because one time she thought she was a mutant, but then I think, I don't know who told her, she was an Inhuman. She can be a mutant and an Inhuman. They can coexist. The thing is, yes, Inhumans. Inhumans can be mutants. Mutants cannot be Inhuman. That's essentially la rabichuela.
Yeah.
The thing is, because of the Terrigen Mist, that happens to a select group of people. It doesn't happen to every single one of them. That is why I can tell you, and I don't really think it's that bad. I really don't. I'm surprised he even said the word, because at this fucking point, the entire show called them, the enhanced individual. That was key word for that. Bruno, wait, man. said mutation. And that, bro, I know that that can be cheapened and you can
Here's the thing. Fucking enhanced. Yes, you're enhanced. Why? Because you have abilities and I don't. People make the word enhanced. Yeah, you used it in fucking Age of Ultron once to describe two mutants. We get it. But enhanced is literally... And Captain America is an enhanced human being.
It is.
The word, that's the other thing I hate about the fucking universe. They make one word so special. Yes, he's an enhanced mutant. Why? Because we don't know what the fuck he does yet. He's enhanced.
And tying up to that, I do think that the woman who was, I think at this point, who was in Damage Control, and fuck, the guy from in WandaVision, it was S.H.I.E.L.D. who came to
the... It was S.W.O.R.D.
That guy and her calling it, Sentinels are happening.
I don't care.
I know. But because of the whole enhanced thing and them noticing about these things, and we're like, yo, we need to have like some shit. Some control. Yeah, some damage control. I don't know.
Ha ha ha. You know, that actually would make sense. But I don't know, dude. I just feel like you can retcon in humans super easily and he just chooses not to.
And it's not even bad. We actually agree. I think we'll all have a...
Like, I'm not
we'll have a pleasure of that happening than any other thing, I would assume, dude. Right?
Yeah. Because I think, am I going to sit here and be like, I don't like Ms. Marvel anymore because she's a mutant and she's on... No. It's just you choosing to ignore something as minuscule. You already fucked up her powers. You're going to sit here and tell me now she's a mutant? I'm like, why? Just why? It's the equivalent of DC before the whole, you know, conversion. It's like DC.
Before Ezra Miller?
Even before, yeah. But like DC going like, we're going to make Clark Kent a black Superman because of black representation. Like, you know, there's a Superman.
The Superman who's black.
Who's black. His name, I forget his name, but he has a different name.
It's like saying, yo, so Captain America, we're just going to make Steve Rogers, who's black.
Yeah, literally. That's the same thing. It's if they said...
Remember, Hollywood Reporter, when you said that Anthony Mackie was going to be in Captain America 4, but weirdly enough, he's not going to be Falcon. It's another character by the name of, oh yeah, Captain America.
It's literally that. It's like, why are you... But why? It's not... I'm not going to sit... It's not, like I said, I'm not going to sit here and be like that.
I'm giving you the explanation. Whether you like it or not, it's fine.
No, you can give me
the answer. Again, humans can be humans, mutants cannot be humans.
That's fine.
It's fine.
That's great. But Kamala's an inhuman. There's nothing wrong with her an inhuman. And they're not going to call her an inhuman. They're going to call her a mutant. Why?
Through a duration of this
until... Because here's the thing. If you present inhumans into the MCU, how is Kamala an inhuman mutant who didn't go through the Terrigen Mist transformation, and her powers are apparently used or enhanced or come, I don't even know, through the bangle. You would have to retcon almost three things in order to get it right. Because even with your explanation, which yes, you are correct, because there's actually one of the Inhumans in the I think the royal family who is a mutant, it still doesn't make sense. Your explanation is beautifully said and reminding me because I actually did forget. But if you do that, you would have to then explain a lot of more shit. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like they're shooting themselves in the foot for no reason. But hey, I'm gonna do what every MCU fan does.
Sure.
Vamos a ver qué pasa.
Marvel.
They know what they're doing.
Claro que sí.
You know what? Let's just sit and have fun.
Exacto. Shut off your brain.
I'm shutting off my brain. That's it. Ahí está.
Ya está.
Thor Love and Thunder. 10 de 10. Cada vez que la cabra la
gritaba. No, cabrón. Alguien puso ahí. It was Thor Love and Thunder. I don't know who the fuck other movie. I don't know. They were putting the scene when Rogers and Tony were shaking. And it was like a caption of like the two most hated movies in the Phase 4, but I love them, something like that. Era Thor and I think No Way Home. I don't remember. Yo, no. What do you mean that these two out of all of them are one of your favorites of this phase? No. Bro. Stop that.
Stop. From this phase, a movie that I could rewatch and Shang-Chi. I haven't. It's Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi.
I haven't done it because I just don't feel the need to. Shang-Chi is really good. I could rewatch Shang-Chi many times. It's your basic. It's your typical MCU movie. It's just really fun to see it with the cast and what it does. Really fun. Really fun movie, honestly. That was a fun movie. The end credit scene, hated it. Well, not the end credit scene. The ending.
The ending, the end credit scene.
I fucking hated it. Hated the ending.
Post credit was nice. End credit scene's like...
I don't even remember the post credit. Oh, that post credit. Yeah, I remember now. But...
No, end credit scene. That's Bruce. Holy shit, that's Bruce. Oh my god.
Hated that. Hated that so much.
These are from another universe. Yo.
Yeah, hated that so much. Hated it. But anyways... that's pretty much it. Now we're going to finish the show. Look, the hate train, we'll call it that, for the MCU will continue until they give us something some value on it. You don't want to know the next project, what I think? That's what I want to talk about real quick before we finish this. Sure. Right. I'm going to name at least the movies, not the series.
Movies, okay.
In terms of movies, Phase 4 that we've gotten so far, Black Widow, Shang-Chi.
Of course.
Eternals,
mm-hmm.
No Way Home, Multiverse of Madness, Thor Love and Thunder now, and I think, we're missing Black Panther too, right?
Black Panther's coming November. And if, God forbid, something else happened, but it's November.
I love it was supposed to be on July.
It was supposed to be now.
Yeah, but no, we're going to get it in November. But
now we're getting it in November.
Yeah. So, with that said, out of all those, I mentioned 5 projects, right? One has been like... of good value, and it's Shang-Chi. Black Widow, not a good movie. Eternals, even though I enjoyed it, it's not a good movie. Spider-Man No Way Home, it's not a good movie. Multiverse of Madness, also not a good movie. Were they big? Yeah, of course.
They're big.
You know, you can make anything big by fucking throwing a red carpet premiere and, you know, paying people to hype your shit up, but, you know, doesn't make it. Thor Love and Thunder, another... And now Black Panther 2, which, from what I think is going to happen, is also not going to be that good. I'm not gonna go there. I'm going to see it. I'm hoping it's good. I enjoyed the first one, even though a lot of people have like their ifs with it.
Yeah.
But like,
it's a fantastic movie. I do think that.
I don't think it's up there.
And it's not. They elevated it too big, but
it's really not. It's definitely gone down for me. Okay. But it is a good watch. Yeah.
King, you know.
Yeah. But the second one, from what I hear, I'm like, they're gonna do some really weird shit. Like they're gonna introduce Namor, which is cool, and then they're gonna go like, oh, maybe I think they're gonna resurrect. It's super weird, dude. They're thinking they might resurrect Killmonger to make him black, but I don't know what they're gonna do. We'll see. Honestly, I feel like part of me thinks they should have canceled that project. You know, they kind of
were you on the type of recasting of the character?
Yes and no. At first, I was like, no, because no one can replace her Kling.
Claro.
But then I was like, if you're not recasting, but you're still going along with the movie, maybe you should have recasted. Right? Because if you would have said, we're not recasting and we're pulling the project, would have been like, damn, it sucks. But you know, respect. But you're going along with it and you're choosing not to recast. I'm like, why are you going along with the movie then? Like, how are you going to have a Black Panther movie without Black Panther?
Yeah.
So it's like, at that point, and you make, here you go, and you make the writer and director go through all the trouble of rewriting the movie, maybe reshooting some stuff, having to change the story entirely. God knows how this changes the greater scheme of the MCU. For what? You're better off just recasting the character. Would someone do better than Chadwick? I don't know. And we'll never know.
We'll never know. Yeah.
We'll never know. I'll remind you, Chadwick did not audition for Black Panther.
Not at all.
He auditioned for Drax, and they said no. he doesn't play him right. And then they went, like, we're going to do Black Panther. Yo, you know who would do well? Chadwick. They called him. I'm pretty sure if you were to make
Optimus. I feel similarly with how Blade was just Mahershala Ali. And you say, hey, we're doing Blade again. Can you be on it?
Yeah. Look, I'll be honest. Yes, I love Chadwick and everything, but I feel like you could have recast it. And I'll be honest. At first I wasn't, but now I'm like, you're better off just doing it. Why not? It's not going to hurt anyone.
Because the other thing is just canceling outright.
You know? It's not going to be disrespectful. I don't consider it. It's weird. Because you're going along with
you're gatekeeping a character can be portrayed by anyone. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, come on. We recasted Rhodey and no one gave a shit.
That was not even quick if you miss it. It's really blatant if you've watched Iron Man 1 to Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
You can see a darker skin. You're like, that's not the Rhodey that I saw in the first. Like, it's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
anyway. But he's a secondary character. He's not the main character.
Secondary character. Right.
He's in the background.
True. Except, you know, he's getting his own TV show. Look, just, I don't know, man. MCU is making questionable decisions, but hey, I'm still here. I really want to enjoy these movies. I really want to enjoy everything that they're pulling out. I'm a fan. I have sentimental value. I grew up with this shit, you know, but you're failing, dude. And I had a friend tell me the other day, like, oh, man, it's weird. Everything you've liked these past few months in terms of entertainment hasn't been about Marvel. I'm like, that should fucking tell you something. That means I'm watching other stuff that's better than what we used to praise so much.
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
One of them is that. Yeah, there's a lot of things, honestly. But look, guys, I don't know. It's been a longer episode. We haven't made one of these this long in a while.
You can tell that I think you're seeing a trend going down. And
of course I feel you can like see a trend.
The same thing. What I'm going to like pinpoint is just... The trend should alarm Marvel, of course, but it should also really put their bootstraps again and like kind of visualize what are they going.
But here's the thing. That's what I'm going to say. The trend has always happened. It's just that more people are noticing now.
Yeah.
Why? Because you can only go so far making the same movie. And mind you, when I say same movie, I mean like, the typical superhero genre stuff, which is like hero save day, villain die. You can only do so much of that until it gets tiresome. And I feel like, 28 movies in gets pretty old. Some of the best movies in the MCU, thanks to the Russo brothers, have absolutely nothing to do with that. Except Endgame.
Yeah.
Winter Soldier isn't about... Think about it. Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
No, you're not. No, I mean, that's the one I thought. I was like, you're right.
He doesn't win. He's not a hero. He's literally overthrowing the government. Yeah, the government was corrupt, right? Yeah. You gotta make it that way. But still, he's overthrowing the government. He loses his best friend, and he's left all bloody and dragged through the mud.
And then in
Civil War is literally friends versus friend. It's a civil war.
It ends. It's a civil,
sophisticated, sir. It's a civil war. It's between friends, family, if you want to call it that, because essentially they are. And it gets ugly. It ends in not a good way. It ends with two heroes completely hating each other.
Which already had their rubs, like before this. Yeah. But this one, this is the tipping point, and I think that's where everyone's like, yo, breakup? Like, what's going to go now? And then we saw Infinity War.
Yeah, and then we have Infinity War, which is not a movie about the heroes. It was about the heroes actually being heroic, but losing everything they had. The villain is successful. And then Endgame, it's actually seeing heroes lose hope, and then... finding that one chance of going like, if we can do this, they're putting everything on the line. Yes, they win at the end. They defeat the bad guy. But not without casualties. You know, he lost two heroes. One of them got fucked up. You know, a lot of people, you know, traumatized. You know, like families were destroyed.
Endgame felt like a really you feel the repercussions not only on just one movie, but you see it in every single one.
Yeah, it's like, this is what...
But then I feel like, we should end this. But
I know, it's just a lot of good. It's a good topic.
I think the issue on everyone, right, I guess us too, is we were thinking we were going to see what now.
Yeah.
We thought the question was going to be answered in this phase. What now? That these heroes just passed through a very, very tough...
And I mean, I get it.
Reintroduction into life. Some of them still alive those 5 years. Some of them reborn or coming back.
Phase 4 could have easily been a legacy phase where you're passing on the torch, but it does not feel like that. And it is, but it doesn't feel like it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This could have easily been a legacy. Heroes being not kind of like what Hawkeye. I'm no longer a hero, but I have to teach this young one because, again, I'm still a hero.
Right.
It's that sort of topic. You could have done that easily. You could have done it 50 times if you fucking wanted to. But it would have been at least something new from what we've already seen. And that's just it. It's not, again, it's how long can you keep this up? We don't know. But I'm going to keep watching them, and I'm going to keep telling you, hey, maybe it's not that good. Maybe it's good. I'm excited for Guardians of the Galaxy 3. It's what I'm looking towards the most. Fantastic Four, I will only be interested depending
on who the director
Who the director is.
You don't care about the cast?
I'll be honest. I'm not really. I know it's not, okay. I know it's not going to be Krasinski playing. No, tampoco. I'm interested in the cast because I want to know.
Of course.
But I don't care who's the cast. I care more about the director. And maybe and the writer. I don't want John Watts to be the director. And I'm glad he's not. I'm so happy. Yeah. I'm interested in writer and director. Depending on who those two people are, I'm on board. It all depends. But those are the only two projects where I'm like, let's fucking go.
And we'll see some probably news come next week.
Exactly. Maybe we'll get all that next week. And I promise we'll make a shorter freaking podcast on next week after, you know, San Diego Comic-Con. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. You know what to do. I'm going to speed this up. You know, like, subscribe, hit that bell notification so you know when we release new videos. And thank you for sticking by if you're still listening to this. And, thank you guys so much for watching. See you in the next one. Have a good day. Kevin, you may step outside. I hope. But we'll meet again next week. Same time, same session. Yes? I'll write you down. Thank you. Yeah.
Bye.